Hi, this is Dave, and the episode of the Galactic Netcast you're about to listen to is a little bit different this time. It's part one of a movie draft special we did with the gang at the What We're Watching Weekly show on Spreecast.com. It's about 2 hours in length, but don't worry, we're not going to give it to you all in one chunk. You'll see part two appear in your feed later on this week. Then we'll be back to our regular format next week. So, buckle up. Here we go. As always, thanks for listening. It is Wednesday, April 2nd, 2014. Welcome to another Galactic Netcast. This is a Galactic Netcast special. On this podcast, the hosts of the Alien Invasion, the Sci-Fi Geeks Club, and What We're Watching Weekly are going to be doing our first ever summer movie draft together. From Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, I'm Dave Nelson. Actually, I usually do an intro for everybody, but let's just kind of go around the room and each of you introduce yourselves. So let's start with Anessa.
I'm Anessa from Denton, Texas.
I guess I'm Brad from Wausau, Wisconsin.
I am Gregor Sprague from Jackson, Michigan, one of the hosts of What We're Watching Weekly on Spreecast.com.
I'm Matt. I host the Sci-Fi Geeks Club from Appleton, Wisconsin, and I like to party.
All right. And you like to drink beer.
Professional. Bam.
The Vanga bus is coming.
Everybody's on it. That was actually a Hot Rod reference that no one got.
No, like, we like to party. It was actually my class song back in 1999.
Oh, okay.
So that's what popped in my head.
I wasn't even in high school in 1999.
We've started already with the whole age thing. That's good. We're only 2 minutes into the show, and that's already started. Awesome. All right. Hey, we're here to do a summer movie draft, and so this is something unusual. We're combining actually three shows together. We're combining the Alien Invasion podcast, the Sci-Fi Geeks Club, and What We're Watching Weekly. And before we get into it, since this is on the Galactic Netcast channel on YouTube, Gregor, why don't you explain What We're Watching Weekly, what it's all about, where people can watch it, and what day in the week and time of the day.
All right, cool. So, like Dave mentioned, or as I like to call him, Tasteful Dave.
Thank you.
To bring back old memories.
Thank you.
Wow.
Because Dave used to host a show with Glenn Rubenstein from Twit called What We're Watching Weekly. And then Dave got busy and sidetracked and all that stuff. And then by that time, I was in as well as a co-host. And now it is myself and Corey Scott, because Glenn is busy with Twit. But he still sets up all the stuff, so hey, yay. But basically, What We're Watching Weekly is self-explanatory. We talk about the past week in comic books that we've watched or read, TV shows, movies. We get off on rants more times than not. Half of those will probably be about Man of Steel.
Yeah, plenty of reasons to go on rants for that movie, definitely.
Yes. I like to say we've moved up a little bit from the old rants from back in the day. That Glenn would get on.
So it's not just one person ranting, it's everybody ranting.
Yes. Okay. Usually it's Corey who will rant. Because Corey, you know, being the elder statesman of the show now, I'm gonna say that while he's not here. He'll talk about, you know, like comic books or whatever, and how it used to be, or like DC is another big one, like the DC comic books, New 52 lineup, and how it's just they don't know what they're doing and all this stuff. And then occasionally I'll get in on a rant where it's just something that just ticked me off, sort of deal.
Okay, so it's basically anything that's you're putting into your eyes.
Yeah.
Anything that you're watching.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, basically.
And it's what day of the week and what time?
It's on at Mondays at 9:30 East, 6:30 West on Spreecast.com. It's a really long URL, and it changes every time because of how Spreecast works.
So just go to Spreecast.com, and you should be on the front page, right? If you're...
No, actually, that's one of the things I don't like, because a lot of, like, CNN and Fox and all the other people have started using it. So you have to go to the live and upcoming, and then we're usually right there when
okay.
we're live.
Okay, so if they can't find you, they can do a search, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, search for either Glenn Rubenstein or What We're Watching Weekly, and you will find at least the archived shows.
Okay, cool. All right, so this is a movie draft done pretty much like any other sports fantasy league, except for we don't have, like, they're not sports teams. We're not, like, judging winners and losers or points or whatever. It's all about box office. And what we're going to do is team up in teams of two. You're going to be, Gregor, you're going to be with Corey. Corey's not here yet, but once he's here, you guys will be a team. Matt and I will be a team, and Brad and Anessa will be teams as well. And do you want to just kind of run down, explain exactly how this works?
Yeah, sure. So each team will get 100 coins, 100 whatever currencies we decide to name afterwards.
Quatloos.
Quatloos, like Brian Bucks, if you're familiar with the NSFW movie draft, how they did it, you know, whatever. But you start off with 100, and then we will go movie by movie by the release date. So we will start with Captain America, the First Avenger. We'll open the bid. Whenever everyone's like, I'm out, then whoever bid last gets it for that amount of money, and then they take it away from their total. So our deal, we go until either everyone has run out of movies, or after everyone's ran out of money, or everyone's run out of movies.
And it's possible that we, all the teams, may run out of money by the time before we even get to the end of the list. That's a possibility.
I'm guessing it's probable, since we've condensed into teams, maybe.
So yeah. Well, here's some advice. Bid low. That way your money will last. Or do you want to do it like this, Corey? Or, I mean, not Corey, Gregor, sorry. Do you want to go $200 per team? Can we change that on the...
Let me check. Because we are using we're using boxofficedraft.com, which T2T2 of NSFW and Night Attack fame has set up.
We should have thought of that before.
I was going to say, it looks like everyone on here so far has 100, so if we use 200, we might get...
Yeah.
Well, I guess we end up with 200 per team, but I don't know.
Okay, no, actually, it's changed, because the way I did it, when you look at the link, and I'll send you guys a link a little bit later, but yeah, everyone has 200 coins, every team, I should say, has 200 coins, and then the other thing that I forgot to mention is the last movie in the draft... So if we get through all of them, is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I believe, gets 4 weeks. So after that fourth week, the game is over. We calculate the winnings and we determine which team won.
Okay.
And which team should have picked better.
I was going to ask you when the season officially ends. So it's 4 weeks after the last movie's released.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So and then basically what that means is towards the end they will get. Like, I see the movie ahead of it, Get On Up, we'll get 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, so on and so forth. So that's basically your two strategies. You can either bid early and get that stuff and play the whole theatrical release of, like, Captain America or whatever, or you can bid on a bigger hit like Dawn of the Planet of the Apes or Teenage Mutant Turtles, but not get the whole potential of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about strategy, that's for sure.
Yes.
All right, so I have something to add to this. In case we need a judgment, I've got this right here. Or if it gets really out of hand, we got this right here. And then when somebody wins a movie, we can play this.
Yes.
Or this is even better here. So
David is sounds.
Yeah, soundboard, baby. So if you guys are ready, do you all understand?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, and then whoever, if either team member can bid. I don't think you necessarily have to agree. I think it'd be kind of fun if you just kind of threw it out there, you know, because that way fights will happen, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave, if you remember from way back in the day when we did...
But there's no I in team.
But there is in me.
There is an I in team. You look at it and you color in the spaces, there's an I there.
Wait, I write my A's.
Wow.
All right, so let's get this thing underway.
The I is hidden in the A-hole.
All right, and the show's reached a new low.
All right, so, Gregor, what I'll do, and we talked about this before the show started, I will kind of do a synopsis of each movie. How's that sound? Okay,
sounds great.
So the first movie is Captain America: The Winter Soldier, being released on April 4th this Friday. It's rated PG-13. And where is the synopsis?
I believe you go. I don't know. And I've been watching the Tonight Show and Late Night, and they haven't been able to explain what it is.
Okay. Well, basically, it's another sequel in the Marvel Universe. Takes place after the Avengers, right?
Yeah, from what I understand, it's based off of, in the comic book universe, it's based off of Ed Brubaker's run where he introduced the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be like a political, more of a political thriller than, you know, the straight up action movie that Captain America was. I guess it's really going to be about Captain America finding himself, which sounds like such a teenage movie.
Well, I think it deals with his, you know, his 1940s.
He's displaced.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah. Because back in the 1940s, there was a lot less shades of gray and more black and white. And with S.H.I.E.L.D. and in today's world, there's a lot more gray. And he has to deal with that. That's what it sounds like to me, at least.
Well, even getting used to the day-to-day, I mean, if you've been out of circulation for, you know, 60-plus years, technology's changed, language usage has changed, that's got to be a little bit overwhelming. So it'll be interesting to see somebody who's used to, you know, taking orders, a military lifestyle, trying to deal with the chaos and disorganization of a personal life, and time has moved on, and trying to kind of cope with that and deal with some of the political shenanigans that are going on as well with S.H.I.E.L.D. So,
and according to the latest trailer, it's better than the Avengers. We'll see.
I would sort of hope so.
All right. All right. So, who's got the first bid?
I'll open it up at 5.
Oh, I was going to open up at 5.
Dave, let's go to 10 then.
Okay, 10 for team. What's our name again?
Team Carl Ramrod.
I'll go 13.
14.
15.
15. Oh, you got it, Dave. I'll go 16.
Man, this could be
18. Dave, you know this movie's going to make it.
Oh, yeah.
A metric ton of money. I cleaned up my words there. You should be proud of me.
Thank you. I don't want to go back and this is going to be a long show, so I don't want to go back through the whole thing and take out every single swear word.
So where are we at right now? 18? Okay, 20. That's is that.
So, bid. Let's stop for a second. The overall goal of this is to have the most movies that have made the most money. Correct?
Yeah. You want to make the most money.
Okay.
So just like in any sports teams, because I play fantasy football, like you get points for how much they do. For this, we get the equivalent of the money that is made in domestic box office. So Dave, you have to cross the border to help your team out. I'm sorry.
Okay, excellent.
So is it profit or gross?
Profit, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, it really makes much of a difference, but
well, how do you determine profit?
It's gotta be
gross. It's the domestic gross, and there's a whole bunch of stuff with the box office draft that T2 has put in and done awesome with.
So it's all according to this website. Will do all the math for us, right? The boxofficedraft.com. Okay.
Yes.
So we're gonna be hitting up like Wikipedia.
That's what I've been doing. I don't know where you guys are.
All right. So are we good to start? Go back into the auction?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's at 18 for you guys, I believe?
No, 20 to Anessa.
20 to Anessa?
Oh, Anessa, you went 20?
I did.
Okay.
I'll go 22.
Let's do 25, Dave.
Yeah, let's do 25. I was thinking that.
I was staring at your forehead on my computer screen and trying to send thoughts in your head.
I think I'm going to let this one go. What do you think, sweetie?
Whoa!
None of that kind of talk. I'll have to beep that out too.
Sweetie, really?
Fine.
Whoa! There's another one.
Yeah, we're gonna just sign.
We're just gonna sign. How's that?
Get out of here!
So now Dave's gonna have to
blur. He's gonna blur.
I'll go 27.
Oh, whoa! We had a big spender.
Hmm.
Got a lot of movies.
There's a
we do.
Yeah, but Captain America, that's like a guaranteed cash cow right there.
Yeah, it's in the Marvel universe.
Knows it.
It's a direct sequel to the Avengers. I mean, or a direct, yeah, sequel to.
No, not, yeah, you're right.
Well, not a, it's an indirect sequel, anyways.
No, I would say it's a direct sequel.
Okay. Well, because, no, the Avengers 2 is going to be a direct sequel.
Iron Man 3 didn't really talk much about it, so
yeah,
I would say it's a direct sequel. All
right, so what was the last bid, Gregor?
27 to this guy.
Okay. Matt, let's go 28.
All right.
You guys can have it.
All right, cool.
We got it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
That's not bad. I'm looking at the overview for whoever's drafted already, and someone got it for 43.
Yeah, on the – well, see, that's the difference, though, because they had – well, that was the Night Attack movie draft, and I don't have it pulled up anymore, but they had – it went pretty high, and I ended up getting it in for my – for the chat room stuff.
Mm. So is this – is the homepage on our league, is that going to change once the numbers are put in?
I don't know. Let me check. Probably if I do the right thing and hit save.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm refreshing just to see.
All right, there we go. Yeah, it should be up there now.
Yep,
it should
Yep, got it. All right, cool. Awesome. All right, so let's go to next movie. Next movie is Rio 2. This is an animated film.
The sequel to Rio.
Yes. And I believe a lot of it takes place in the rainforest.
Yes. I think so. I don't know why I'm talking right now.
Hang on.
Well, how about IMDb?
No, Let me take care of it. Or do you want to do it, Anessa?
So I'm doing it?
You can if you want. We can go
Are you doing it?
We can go back and forth about the, you know.
Okay. It doesn't matter. Like, you kind of cut out, like, so I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
All right, so IMDb says that Rio 2, well, it says, it's a jungle out there for Blue, Jewel, and their three kids after they've hurtled Rio de Janeiro to the wilds of the Amazon. As Blue tries to fit in, he goes beak to beak with the vengeful, vengeful Nigel, and meets the most fearsome adversary of all, his father-in-law.
Uh-oh, that's never good. All right, and Matt, I don't even want to bid on this movie.
Well,
okay.
Are you sure?
Dave, I will start this. I will say this by saying you might be making a mistake because you got to remember it's a sequel. It's a kids' movie.
Yep.
And it's starting at the beginning of the year. It's starting at the beginning of our draft.
I don't even need to talk. Gregor says everything I wanted to say.
Okay, you guys are out of order.
Okay. We bid three.
Dave, I think we should keep it cheap.
Yeah.
Keep it low, but, you know.
Okay.
I bid four.
Okay. Matt, you're in charge of this one.
Oh. Let's go with eight. Oh, don't shake your head at me, Dave. I saw that.
I didn't shake my head. What are you talking
I saw
about?
The disapproval in your eyes.
I did not. It's like animated hate. What's the last bid?
They have it at eight.
Eight. Ah.
Team Car Ramrod has it at $8.
Team Car Ramrod.
eight Dave dollars.
We're really going to get it for eight?
I'll go nine.
Okay.
We should have music for this for the lulls in the talking.
Yeah.
You should play the Get the Jeopardy
start music. Reading into
these I don't know, Dave. What are I have a thought. And I don't know if we're thinking the same thing.
Okay. We're probably not thinking the same thing.
Well, no, probably not at all.
So I'm going to get it for nine?
I'm going to go to 10.
Now, don't forget, this is not the only animated film this year. And it's not the only animated sequel film this year.
Oh, I know. Okay. I plan on keeping... See, I can't say too much because Gregor can hear what I say.
Oh, see, I wish we could sign.
That's why you should learn sign language. It's awesome.
Get out of here. So we have it at 10 right now.
I will let you guys have it.
Oh, yay. All right.
You know, I wasn't going to go any higher, and that was my thought. So
that was my limit, honestly. I'm like, I'll go about 10.
Well, okay. I'm trying to figure out how much the original made, because I'm pretty sure it made equally a large amount of money.
See,
I want to say it did pretty good.
Yeah, that's something that you got to take a look at, too, is how much the original made, you know?
Well, put it this way. It made enough for it to warrant a sequel. The original made $484 million, Dave.
Wow. Holy crap.
So you're welcome. Although that's worldwide.
Okay. Yeah, that's worldwide. Domestic opening weekend was I had it for a second there. Where'd it go?
Where are you finding domestic though?
Box Office Mojo.
Just searching. Oh, okay. Just so I know where to look.
Yeah. But the domestic total was $143 million and $600,000+.
You're welcome.
Good job, Matt. See, this is why
it's not a bad pickup.
This is why teams are good. This is why teams are good.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna pick all the sci-fi big blockbuster movies. You know, I will because I know that that's not the right strategy to have because I've seen enough of these movie drafts. You know.
Well, Dave, I will tell you though, and because I know Matt mentioned it with the Diamond Club summer movie draft. If you look at mine, I'm in there, Gregor 1942, and all mine follow a theme of their comic book movies.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, because mine, it was based off of what they had picked. Okay. So mine, I had Captain America, X-Men, Days of Futures Past, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then after I submitted, I realized I could have picked up another movie for seven.
All right. Hang on one second. I'm just doing something. I'm highlighting. I made my own little list, and I'm highlighting the movies that we got, Matt. So
okay.
All right. Next up is.
I actually already have the Draft Day IMDb pulled up, which is the next movie.
Okay.
So I will gladly read the.
Yeah, go
synopsis.
Ahead. Summarize it for us.
At the NFL draft, general manager Sonny Weaver has the opportunity to rebuild his team when he trades for the number one pick. He must decide what he's willing to sacrifice on a life-changing day for a few hundred young men with NFL dreams.
Kevin Costner, and it's Ivan Reitman, or one of the Reitmans, right?
Yep, okay. Ivan Reitman is the director.
Yep.
And producer.
So that's
and also in here, Sean P. Diddy Combs, or sorry, Puff Daddy Combs.
Is that his name these days?
Yeah,
he's back to P. Diddy.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Diddy, at least he was in the commercial.
No, I thought he went to Puff Daddy.
Did he go back to Puff? Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I thought he was P. Diddy, because in the Time Warner Cable commercial, they were like, oh, it's P. Diddy.
Just did it, like, I think last week. Just changed
he changes his name like I change my underpants daily.
I was just going to say once a week?
Yeah, I was like, are we on a monthly schedule now?
No. I'm going on daily.
Hey, Deion Sanders is in this movie, too.
Holy crap.
Neon Deion? All right, so who's got the first bid?
Three.
I'm not going to lie, Dave. I have no interest. This movie
yeah,
sounds
I don't
like a heaping
yeah,
pile.
Let's. I think it's gonna underperform, so I think we're out. You guys can bid.
Yeah.
I'll go four.
No.
Wow. See?
I'm like, no.
See,
no.
There's going to be movies on here that are going to go so quick.
Nose. I'm like, that was as high as I wanted to go with three.
There's going to be all those right. Movies that are going to take forever, and then movies like this that are just going to be just right away. So,
Team What We're Watching Weekly got that for $4 then.
All right.
Congratulations. I hope you're happy.
What the hell was that?
It'll give me money.
Bam.
I guess the movie can't make negative dollars
yet. I hope
yet.
You're happy.
Okay, who wants to describe Transcendence?
Well, they can.
Gregor or Brad?
I'll do it. Or Brad, you want to do
it? I can, but I have it pulled up already.
All right, cool.
Transcendence. Dr. Will Caster is the foremost researcher in the field of artificial intelligence, working to create a sentient machine that combines the collective intelligence of everything ever known with the full range of human emotions. His highly controversial experiments have made him famous, but they have also made him the prime target of anti-technology extremists who will do whatever it takes to stop him. However, in their attempt to destroy Will, they inadvertently become the catalyst for him to succeed, to be a participant in his own transcendence. For his wife, Evelyn, and his best friend, Max, Waters, both fellow researchers. The question is not if they can, but if they should. Their worst fears are realized as Will's thirst for knowledge evolves into a seemingly omnipresent quest for power. To what end is unknown. The only thing that is becoming terrifyingly clear is that there may be no way to stop him.
Now, of course, this is based on the whole singularity thing.
Where did you find that paragraph-long description? The one on IMDb is 3 lines.
I found it on the Googles.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to say Wikipedia.
I think this
might have been pulled from Wikipedia, actually.
I think this movie looks pretty interesting. I don't think it's going to do as well as they hope or what people think. Johnny Depp is awesome.
Johnny Depp is awesome, and he's a hot property. You got Christopher Nolan, who's an executive producer.
Ooh, I did not know that.
Still don't know. It sounds like it could start out being a really good movie, but I think it's gonna take a turn for the worse. Dave, I'll leave this one up to you.
Okay. I think we're going to start the bidding at 3 for this. 3 Dave dollars.
I bid 4 Quatloos.
What's the exchange rate on that?
I'll go 5 Greg Euros.
Greg Euros?
You're not even trying, Greg.
Spell the food way, not the currency way.
Okay. All right.
I like the way you think.
What'd you say? 7? Oh, 5. Okay. 5. Well, we're going 7.
I bid 8 Quatloos on the newcomer.
It's up to you guys. I'm out.
Okay. 9.
I bid all the movies?
10 Quatloos on the newcomer.
11.
I'm waiting for after you say
I bid 12 Quatloos on the newcomer.
Okay, you guys got it. You can have it.
He didn't even fulfill Gregor's request.
I'm sorry.
That one's better.
Are you guys familiar with Quatloos?
No.
I am not.
It's from the original Star Trek series. It's an episode where
Is that Bread and Circuses?
Yeah, I think so. And it was like some computers, right?
There were three beings that had like transcended. They just basically had become like brains.
So kind of like
their species had become like evolved past the body, and they were bored, so they would get combatants to play their game, and they would bend these non-existent dollars on fighting.
Jeez, it sounds like Transcendence, and it sounds like the summer movie draft. A lot like it.
I know, that's why I chose Quatloos.
Very good. Very, very good. All right, so each of us has a movie, or two, right?
Yep, you guys have 2.
We have 1.
You guys have 1, we have 1. And here, I'll do the next movie since I have it pulled up.
Yeah,
and
please.
It won't be a full paragraph thing, but it's The Other Woman. It stars Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann. I don't know. It's the dude from Game of Thrones. I don't know how to say his name. Nicola Coster-Waldau. And Kate Upton. And it's after realizing she is not her boyfriend's primary lover, a woman teams up with his wife and plots mutual revenge. Who has the opening bid?
There's a third woman too, actually. It's more interesting than that.
Yes, it's
there's like 3.
Basically Leslie Mann is going out with the one guy from Game of Thrones, and the other two are Cameron Diaz and Kate Upton.
Why do you guys know so much about this movie?
Because I looked at every
I saw this preview when I went to go see.
I did too.
I did my research and I looked at every movie that I was not familiar with.
Well, I figured if I was not familiar with the movie, it really wasn't worth paying much attention to.
That's kind of how I saw it.
See, Matt,
making any serious amount of money is not possible.
Matt, sometimes it's these kind of movies that do better than you think they would. You know,
and that's why you and I are on a team.
Yeah.
All right. So the opening is Anessa with 3.
Sure. Why not?
I heard you say it, so I was going to hold you to it.
I didn't actually say anything, did I?
I thought you did. I thought you went, I'll go 3. But...
No.
She said, oh, there's actually 3 girls.
Oh. Yeah, so there's actually 3 girls, but I didn't say I'm going to go 3. Well, like, I don't remember bidding.
I like how we're arguing over who doesn't want this movie.
I will bid 2.
Oh, I was going to bid 1.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, let's not bid anything, okay?
Well, that's why I was going to do 1, because if we got it, it's worth at least $1.50.
Okay, we'll bid 3.
Whoa, 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 whoa. How did we go from let's not bid to Let's move on.
I can change my mind, right?
No, you can't. Gregor will hunt you down and break your knees if you back out on a bid.
How did I get made the bouncer?
I don't know. You're the one that was like, I heard an SSA 3.
That's I thought she did.
Hey.
Well, I said 3, just not bid-wise. Yeah. It was like, hey, no, there's actually 3
kids,
women.
Kids, hang on.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
We digress.
Dave, you bid 4?
No, 3.
3.
Oh, 3?
He bid 3.
Nicki Minaj is in this movie. Maybe we should go for it.
Okay,
oh,
I'm
my
out.
God!
That makes all the difference in the world.
I'm out. You guys can fight over it.
Not a lot of activity on this, is there?
We're going to get stuck with this thing.
You're stuck with it. Suck it!
You know, Dave, I'm actually...
I went as high as I wanted to go, and that was 2.
That's cheap, though. 3?
I was going to say, this might actually work out in our favor.
I know. I'm telling
you. After
the only
I talked
reason
you
why
off
people
much.
Are going to see this movie is Kate Upton's boobs, and that's it.
Oh, hey. I'd watch her boobs.
Well, okay. Well, Matt, so watch the trailer then, because when they introduce her, it's her running slow-mo on the beach.
There you go.
Okay.
I'll be back in like a minute and a half.
He'll be back in 30 seconds.
I see what you were
although
getting
he'll
at.
Although he'll seem a little sleepier after he comes back.
Dude, the trailer is actually like 2.5 minutes long. Get out of here.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
so
two
the next
and a half minutes of your life you'll never get back.
All right. So the next movie is The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Do we really need a synopsis?
Maybe
they're
for
leading
the
up to
listening?
The Sinister Six.
Peter Parker and the awesomeness.
He's back. He's slinging webs. He's fighting bad guys. Electro's in it.
When Stacy might die.
And
did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did say it out loud. Isn't Rhino? The Rhino's in it. Who? What are the other bad guys?
Rhino, Electro,
everybody.
But it's Green Goblin as Harry Osborn.
Yeah.
So, and I will open it up at 15.
Wow, that's a high opening bid.
Well, he knows what's about to happen.
Yeah. See, I don't know about this one because how well did The Amazing Spider-Man do?
Total or opening?
Give me both.
Give me a second. I can look that up.
I got it. The opening was $62 million, and the total was $262 million.
Okay. So, yeah, not too bad.
Which, 19. I didn't realize.
19 Quatlos.
Oh, God, he's doing it again.
All right.
Damn right. That's our currency.
22 Dave dollars.
Why is it Dave dollars?
Because you name the team.
Yeah, because Team Ramrod Bucks just takes too long to say.
Team Car Rider. Twenty-five Rambucks.
Hey, hang on a second. I was the last one that bid.
You're outbidding yourself.
No, awesome. there was a 24 in there.
I had 24. Earlier.
Oh, okay.
Open your ears.
Sorry.
Too many voices.
Causing dissections if it's your...
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
With themselves. My plan is working. All right,
so 26.
Hmm.
28.
I'm gonna leave this up to you, Dave, because I kind of screwed us with the other woman.
Okay. The whole $3.
The whole $3.
If we're $3 short on a movie, that will come back to haunt me.
All right. I've got my upper limit on this one. So, what's the current bid?
28 to me?
Yeah, as I heard 28.
Okay. 30 Dave dollars.
Hmm.
33.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Matt, let's leave this one.
I'm fine letting it go if you are.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys can have it.
Care to wager your quad, Lewis?
33.
You know, I got stuck listening to two of my other friends talk about Doctor Who.
You're so lucky.
I was having flashbacks of hanging out with you guys.
You're lucky if you experience that.
No,
nope.
Sure.
Too rich for my blood.
Wow.
So, I guess so. I feel like these are going really cheap.
But you have to remember, we've got...
And we have 200 per team, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And I just was notified via the Facebooks. Corey will not be joining us, so yay, the team thing worked.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Glad that we did that. Okay.
Because apparently Aaron had a car emergency, his wife.
Ooh.
So,
damn it.
Hope she's okay.
I think it sounded more mechanical than accidents. But...
It's good.
So, all right.
All right. So I'm going. Say so I will. I'll run down the summary of the next movie, which is Neighbors, rated R, starring Seth Rogen, Zac Efron, directed by. This was written by the writing team of Seth Rogen and what's his face. Hang on.
Evan Goldberg?
Yeah, that team. Those guys. Actually, you know what? No, I think I'm wrong.
No, it says the writers are Andrew Cohen and Brendan O'Brien.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, they're the producers. Evan Goldberg and Seth Rogen are the producers.
Okay, they're the producers. All right. Okay.
But usually whenever you say Seth Rogen is writing, Evan Goldberg is also writing with him.
Yeah, they're a team. They can't do anything by themselves. Okay, so the summary of this movie is, hang on, where's the summary? Okay, a couple with a newborn baby face unexpected difficulties after they're forced to live next to a fraternity house, a frat house, and hilarity ensues.
I hope so.
It's got an 8.1 on IMDb. How is that possible? It's not even...
Sneak previews? Critics? Yeah,
screeners with the critics.
485 users.
There is a guy in this movie whose name is Ass Juice.
Wait, character name or actor name?
No, character name.
Okay, I was just gonna say.
I wish it was actor name. But...
Oh, that would be funny.
Well,
like that poor kid.
Let's guess which side of the neighbor's thing he falls under.
Yeah.
It's the little baby's name. He can't help that.
I now have to watch this movie just for Ass Juice.
There's somebody else named Garf.
Garf?
Garf.
Oh, it's got Dave Franco in it. I wonder whose brother he is.
Yeah.
Dave Franco played the bad guy in 21 Jump Street. Well, the bad guy, the drug dealer.
Yeah, and he was also in the last season of Scrubs.
Hey, Siri's in this. The voice. Siri.
Wait, they have to... I bet someone uses Siri on their phone, and Apple is like, you have to...
Acknowledge us.
Yeah, you have to acknowledge that.
But it's somebody's actually doing the voice. It's not just their voice. It's somebody by the name of Bettina Kenny or Bettina.
Yeah, sure, that's not the real Siri.
Well, the real Siri's not a real person. It's computer generated.
Yes, sure.
Oh, it is?
Based off of someone. They'd have to actually talk, and then they chop up all the sounds, don't they? And mesh it together so it sounds like a person.
I did not know that.
Or coherent.
It's Susan Bennett was the original voice of Siri.
Okay.
Yeah, but not the movie. Anyway, we should probably get back to this draft.
podcast about Siri. What? Yay!
I will bet three Greg Euros. What we're watching Wongs. There we go. That's the currency.
Yeah.
Wong.
What did you bid?
Three Wongs.
All right. We'll bid five. Because it's got it's got Zac Efron, who's dreamy, and Seth Rogen.
Yep, Seth Rogen was also in The Green Hornet.
Oh,
yeah, that was a bad movie.
But that was supposed to be serious, right? No, that was supposed.
No, it was. Well, it was meant to be. It was meant to be slightly tongue in cheek, giving kind of a tip of the hat to some of the campiness of the show. But it did not translate well, and the 3D was useless.
Okay. All right. So
what'd you go, Dave?
Five.
He went five.
I'll go six.
Bradnessa, you guys aren't gonna.
No.
Don't ever. No.
Nope. I will fly to Ottawa.
Come on, it means you guys are famous. You're a famous couple.
Nope.
Then.
No.
Nope.
I think we found their soft spot.
Yeah, I think we did. I will call them that from now on every time.
Just when you want to piss them off.
So, Gregor, you bid seven?
Six.
Six. You know what? Matt, what do you think?
Man, I'm currently buying time so I can look at how much money This Is the End made, because this is the same people.
Yeah, This Is the End was pretty funny, actually. But yeah,
it wasn't bad, and it was one of those movies that has everyone
made
in
enough it. Enough to warrant a sequel.
But you got some pretty.
That's true.
I'm looking at the other comedies coming up this summer.
It only made $20 million on opening weekend. Oh, which yeah. I shouldn't say only. That's a sizable amount of money. But
yeah, but yeah.
It only made $20 million because I make $50 million a week.
Matt,
don't we all?
Matt, what do you think? Think we should give it to him?
Are we at 6 right now?
I have it at 6.
Let's go 7 Rambucks.
I will go 8 Wongs to make 3 rights.
Wong!
I'm fine letting it go if you are, Dave.
No, let's go 10.
Wong! Sorry.
That's fine. He's thinking about it.
I don't know, Greg. Are you running out of money?
I'll go full Peter Capaldi on this one. I'll go the full Peter Capaldi and go 12.
What? I don't even know what that means.
I know! It makes it even funnier!
It's a doctor. It's one of these.
I hate you all so much right now.
All right, Gregor, you can have it. It's all yours.
Brad, did you blow me a kiss?
I did.
Oh, all wow. Right, thanks, buddy. I appreciate
this
it.
This is weird.
Well, you should. Aw, y'all are adorable.
I know.
I know we are.
All right, next movie, Chef. Let's get on with this here.
We can call our bromance Brat. How's that?
why don't we just call it Mad?
Do that, too.
No, because Brat would work better. B-R-A than A-T-T.
Ugh. Bam. Huh? That's right. I get top billing because I'm older, bitch.
What? Okay, Dave. So, right, about her into it, you'll have to beep out.
Sorry, Dave.
All right, so Chef is about...
A chef who loses his restaurant job starts up a food truck in an effort to reclaim his creative promise.
Yeah, bomb. That's going
to
be
yeah, well, piercing back together his estranged family. Yeah, here's a nice piece of beep. I did it for you.
Is it coming out? Is it coming out the same weekend?
It's got John Favreau and Robert Downey Jr. Jr. Scarlett Johansson.
John Leguizamo? Yeah, wow.
No, John Favreau. Hello.
Yeah, John Favreau. John Favreau.
Oh, there he is. Yep.
Directing it.
Sofia Vergara.
Now,
Dustin Hoffman.
Keep in mind, this comes out the weekend after The Amazing Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And it's
that's
going against
quite true.
It's going against Neighbors that same weekend.
Same week as Neighbors. I'll open it up at 3.
It's 4 Quatloos.
I don't think it's up to you, Dave. I don't think we should put anything down, but what do I know? I'm a kid.
There's a lot of movies left to go. Yeah,
absolutely.
Let's pass on this one.
Are you keeping track of how many Rambucks we have? If not, I am.
No, I'm keeping track of how many Wongs I have.
Yeah,
I'm keeping track of how many we have.
So it's 4 right now to you guys. I'll go 5.
6 Quatloos on the newcomer.
I will give you 10 Rambucks to stop that.
Oh, by the way, on the boxofficedraft.com on the players page, it gives you how much you've spent. Just saying. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Why are we?
As long as you refresh it.
I update it after every movie, so there is that way as well.
I don't have us on here, but that's a personal problem. So
it's under your team is under
Dave Nelson voice.
Dave Nelson's voice.
Dijon Nelson. Is what it says on the player thing. And then you guys are under Anessa.
Oh, I'm looking at the overview for the league page for us.
Sign in. That helps.
Yeah, that's the number one thing that you should do.
I thought I signed in already. What the hell?
No, you did. To make it easier, I just dropped you, Brad, and Corey. Or not like I'm talking to Matt. I dropped you, Matt, and Corey because you guys are on teams. So... Corey's with me with Gregor 1942. You guys are with you and Nessa are one, and then Dave Nelson voice is another.
So Matt and Brad will not be able to sign in.
For here, yes. This is probably a thing I should have thought about earlier. But on the Google Doc, they'll be just go to the link and they'll see their team.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
Chef.
We're at
Chef.
4 steamy turds for this movie?
We are, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
What were we at? 4?
I think 4. You guys had it at 4. I was thinking going 5.
Who has it at 4? We do?
We
yeah.
Do.
Oh.
I'll go 5.
We're on Chef, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I got completely distracted here with shenanigans.
This movie got a Metascore of 55.
And IMDb has it at 7 out of 10.
Well, that's users, and those are people. Yeah.
Those are all dumb. Those are all probably people going, oh, it's got Robert Downey Jr. and John Favreau. It should be good.
Yeah, it's the Marvel actors, but it's no Marvel movie.
Yeah.
No. Well, no, it's called Chef.
I know. I'm aware of this, Inessa. I'm just saying.
It's either
no,
Tony
no.
Or...
See, no, there's a Marvel superhero named the Chef.
And it doesn't say anything about Marvel's Chef. Although they do have a chef.
It was one of their side brands, like Epic.
That's in like that's in like 20 years after they run out of every single superhero.
Star Comics, the Chef. Huh? How many comic book geeks in the room? Huh? Yeah, that's right.
I'm not geek enough to know that.
Even all over it. Yeah, it was Heathcliff and Thundercats and the Chef. And
oh, you're being
Droids.
Serious? I didn't know that.
You're basically describing Boom Studios now.
Yeah, essentially.
All right, let's
so
wrap.
So 5 for this guy right here. Come on, it's got Happy Hogan and.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 6. Art.
I'll go 7, because why not?
I want nothing to do with this movie, so it's really up to you guys at this point.
Yeah.
Unless Dave decides that he's going to spend all of his Dave dollars on this.
Yeah, 100 Dave dollars. No.
I quit.
I kid. That's incorrect.
The highest movie ever.
Yeah, you guys bail it out.
No, too rich for my blood, unless you have other designs there, Inessa.
Nope.
All right, 7 to me.
Not even halfway, and I already have to pee.
Well, go pee. Oh,
that's where you see me moving, swaying like this, and it's
yeah, like not even halfway.
Pee pee dance.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought I hadn't put in a catheter, so. No, I did not.
So, who wants to read the next movie?
I don't.
I haven't got it up yet.
Whose turn is it?
Okay, so Million Dollar Arm?
Oh. Yeah, Million Dollar Arm.
If Brad wants to do it.
I can do it.
Are you guys even fight politely?
Yeah. You have a problem with that? Let's take this outside. Just kidding. And whack off.
Holy crap.
Whack off. That's right. Okay. A sports agent stages an unconventional recruitment strategy to get talented Asian cricket players to play Major League Baseball.
Man, uh-huh. Can I point out the fact, now, if you guys look at the cast, the second person listed who plays LA Hipster Guy, his name is King. Look at that guy.
Yep, bam.
Holy crap. I was happy to see that the extreme Bill Paxton is in it.
John Hamm, huh? Yeah. Alan Arkin. Bill Paxton. Oh, man.
Oh, you had me at Alan Arkin.
You guys are forgetting about the creme de la creme here, Gregory Allen Williams.
I was going to say, wait, I don't remember being in this movie.
Bam.
I can't believe this is actually a summer movie, because it seems like...
Late spell, huh?
This is one of those things, like, here, looking at this movie... I want this to be like, you know, like Miracle, where it's like based on true events, like someone actually went and got Japanese cricket players and brought them into a baseball team.
This movie looks terrible. Like, all the people in it are nobodies whose headshots are severely over photoshopped.
Okay, somebody should bid $1 on this, and that should go to that
bid,
person.
I
because
bid just for John Han. Okay, I'll bid $2 just for
okay,
John Han.
Okay, this comes out the same weekend as Godzilla, people. It's going to get buried. It's going to get buried by Godzilla.
Go pee, BRB.
Yep.
Absolutely getting
buried. Run, 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 run.
I am right. It is based off of a true of a true thing. So, haha.
Is it really?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's actually kind of cool. Still not going to do anything, though.
Yes.
That's why I bid two wongs to make half of a right.
Hmm.
And that's just for John Hamm. That's just for John Hamm. I'm like, okay.
Just for S's and giggles, let's go five.
I'm sorry, John Hamm. I do not like you that much, so I am out.
Oh, come on. We're going to have this movie.
Green Eggs and John Hamm. I will not watch them on a plane. I will not watch them on a train.
Oh,
so you,
get,
so you guys are out, yeah. Matt or
Enjoy
Brad?
Enjoy that.
All right.
Oh, no. We didn't even go in.
Okay. All right.
No. Anessa went in with one. And
did
I
she?
Went.
No.
Two.
Okay. So that's ours? Or do you want to wait until Ines gets back?
We're out.
Yeah, it's the same. Pretty sure it's ours. Thanks.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
You never know.
You guys get it for five.
Never know.
Lucky you.
Oh, I'm so excited for this next one.
All right, Godzilla. Do we need to
Godzilla!
Explain? Do we need to explain this movie? Really? Big lizard.
All I know, Walter White is in it.
Yeah.
Yes. You have Walter White and Scarlet Witch and
which Scarlet Witch?
Matt. Scarlet Witch is a character on the next Avengers movie.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
No, Scarlet Witch is going to be appearing also in the X-Men Days of Future Past movie.
But this is Elizabeth Olsen who will.
No, it is Elizabeth Olsen. Okay.
Who will be in Age of Ultron?
Yep.
The better of the two looking Quicksilvers. There, I've said my piece.
Okay, I'm starting out at 10 Ram bucks.
Good man.
I'll go 15.
20.
See, it's going to be really, it's going to perform well, but I don't think it's going to perform really, really well.
I'll go 23.
25.
27.
Next weekend, the weekend after this, X-Men comes out.
That's very true. So this movie essentially has 1 week to do anything.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah. What are we at right now?
I have it at 30.
30? Okay.
We'll go
30. I'm done, Dave. If you want to keep going, you can.
35.
Ooh, this is our first one that's actually matched
I saw that.
The Night Attack.
I might have erred.
How much?
They're at 35, right?
Dave has it at 35.
36.
I'll go 37.
You guys can keep going.
Yeah.
Can't believe that this is going to be our highest movie so far that's gone.
That's
Brad looks upset.
It's a deep breath.
No, I'm thinking.
What are we at now?
I have it for 37.
Seven.
It's between me and you guys. You and Brad.
38.
You can have it.
Oh.
All right.
I wasn't wanting to go much higher than that.
Wow. I feel like that went for more than it probably should have.
Yeah, I think that's the first movie, maybe the second. I don't know where Chef went. No, yeah, that's the first movie to go over the Night Attack one, to be honest.
Wow.
And after X-Men, there's only a couple big blockbusters after X-Men.
Yeah.
Really? When you look.
Although there's a couple that I'm hoping we can get pretty cheap because I think they'll do well.
Yeah.
But we'll find out.
Thanks for listening to this Galactic Netcast's What We're Watching Weekly Summer Movie Draft Special. Again, part two will be appearing in your podcast feed sometime very soon, so keep watching for it. Leave your hailing frequencies open and scanners on full, because another Galactic Netcast will be approaching your coordinates soon. For more information, go to galacticnetcasts.com.